Not all tobacco products are the same. Using General Snus instead of cigarettes puts you at a lower risk of mouth cancer, heart disease, lung cancer, stroke, emphysema, and chronic bronchitis. Go to generalsnus.com/MRTP to learn more. Warning, smokeless tobacco is addictive.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be out this neck of the woods, pop into the White Sands Hotel and say hello, have a pint, have a bite to eat. The Oasis Bar just down below us here is a fantastic bar and well worth a visit if you are in the Portmarnock area. And pop in and tell the staff that Adrian and Jeremy and Katie from Opinions Matter told you to pop in and then sit down and order a bit of grub or a pint or whatever. The White Sands Hotel is overlooking North Dublin Bay. Now, what do we want to talk to you about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, let it be known that this is going to be an X-rated conversation. So don't play this podcast on your smart speaker with young kids around. Stick in your headphones and listen to it that way. I want to read a message that we got from one of our listeners. This came into us on Facebook yesterday. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. But have a listen to this message. We've never gotten a message quite like this before. Hi, Adrian. Can you please keep me anonymous? I don't want any details given out. I want you to talk about something that happened last week between me and my best friend, who is female and bisexual. So, last weekend, me and my friend, we've been friends since we were 6 years old, were having a few drinks and watching a movie. After the movie, one thing led to another, and we basically ended up having sex and all the rest. We weren't that drunk. It was just a bit of curious fun for me. I'll send another message following this one to tell you exactly what happened and how it happened. I don't mind you reading out on air, though it might be a bit too graphic. Your choice. So I have that as a separate message, which I may read for you in a couple of minutes. Anyway, I am a straight woman and literally was only experimenting. I am not attracted to my friend or to women at all. But basically, I told my friend it was the best orgasm I'd ever had, which it was. And now my friend is reading too far into it. She doesn't believe I was just experimenting and seems to think that I'm fighting my gay feelings. She is saying I can talk to her as she was in this situation 18 years ago herself when she realized she liked women too. Am I on my own in believing that you can want to experiment with the same sex and that doesn't mean that you're gay or bisexual? Just because someone wants to try gay sex doesn't make them gay. I'm so annoyed with her for making it into something that it's not. Just call me B. Sorry, excuse me. So, there you go. That is B's message, Katie. You fell off your chair when you read that.
Well, okay, you want to try it out, you want to experiment, but you have to be sexually attracted to someone to want to have sex with them. That's just fact. You don't have sex with someone you're not sexually, unless
no,
you're
I totally disagree.
She said that they weren't that drunk, so it wasn't like it was a drunken thing.
Nope, they weren't that drunk.
She said it was the best orgasm of her life.
Yeah. But you
at the very least have to be, I would say, bisexual. You would have to be attracted.
Okay, she says, just because someone wants to try gay sex doesn't make them gay. I'm so annoyed with her for making this into something that it's not.
This isn't like switching from Tao Crisp to King Crisp. You know what I mean? This is, you know, intimacy. It's being intimate with someone of the same
gender. Okay, I drink lager. Yeah. I drink different types of lager, but I'm a lager drinker.
Yeah.
I don't like stout at all. But I was in Guinness's a couple of years ago and I experimented. I tried a bit of stout.
Okay, let me turn this
I drank a whole pint of stout and it was okay. I quite enjoyed it. But that doesn't make me a stout drinker. I don't want to drink stout anymore.
This is different.
But I tried it.
Sexual preference and your sexual, you know, what you're into sexually is different to what kind of lager you like. This is a big thing. Now, for me, if Jeremy has never expressed for the record that he is interested in penis ever, I have to say it. But no. Imagine Jeremy came in tomorrow and he said to you, Adrian, I'm going out the weekend. And you know what? I'd love to try having sex with a man. What would you say?
Is he likely to say that?
No. Okay, hang on.
These two are our best friends. They've been best friends since they were kids. They're in watching a movie on Saturday night, and as girls do, they obviously were sitting on the sofa and had their arms around each other or whatever, and one thing led to another. They had a few drinks and they ended up kissing each other. Mm-hmm. Their friend is bisexual, so she's obviously been with women before. Yeah. This lady's never. And it just happened. Shit happens.
Yeah.
They did what they did.
But the best.
And in fact, she sent us kind of graphic detail on what they did, but we'll read that in a while. But, and that was it. It was an experiment.
But it's,
and now our friend is saying, ah, you're gay.
Okay,
you're definitely gay.
A woman
gay.
Having sex with another woman or a man having sex with another man is gay sex. For you, if you are interested in having sex with someone of the same gender, then that is gay.
Does that mean you are gay?
Yes. If I want to have sex with other women, then I might not be, no, may not be gay, but bisexual at least.
Just to experiment.
But you have to be interested to want to experiment. It's the same with drugs. You have to want to do it to want to experiment.
Okay, but just because you might experiment with a line of cocaine on Saturday night, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
One of your friends offers you a line of coke and you do a line of coke. That doesn't make you a junkie. It doesn't make you a drug addict. It doesn't make you a regular drug user unless you do it again. But if you do it as a one-off experiment.
That is a good analogy, but this is different. This is bringing yourself to physically have
sex. And in fact, after the cocaine, you might think to yourself, no, that's not my thing. I'm just not into it. And that's exactly what our listener is saying.
This seemed to have been her thing.
No, she had a great orgasm. That doesn't make her gay. Or you think it does.
Well, to go from, and with a friend, like I don't understand how it just happens. I don't think something like that just happens. I've never just happened to end up with any of my friends.
You don't have that sort of relationship, obviously.
I'm not gay, is the thing. And even if she was gay, like it's 2022, nobody gives a shit if you are gay. No, once it's consensual and you're,
that's not her issue. But her issue is, we experimented. My friend is now saying, oh, you're gay. And I'm not. I just experimented. We had a bit of fun.
But a man having sex with man, woman having sex with woman.
Yeah.
It is gay.
That's the term we use for it.
It's gay.
Okay, we want to hear
and
from
even
you.
Even if she's listening, I know she's listening. And even if you're listening, and you know, I feel that there's probably a little bit of denial here, but I'm going to say it again. Nobody cares. And the few dinosaurs that would have something to say about it aren't worth shit.
I don't think that's her worry. Her worry isn't a shame factor.
I don't know. It feels to me, she's saying it was the best. I think it sounds to me, what I read from that was near almost trying to convince herself.
No, she's admitted that it was brilliant. Actually, in a moment, I'm going to read the other part of the message.
God.
That she
we're going to be banned.
We may be banned off Spotify and every other platform. But
we actually, do you know what? Can you just leave it up to the listeners if they want to hear? Because it is quite graphic.
Okay.
Text, if you want to hear it, let us know.
Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. Well, Emma, you've heard the message that we read out from that lady who was... Now, we know her name and everything, but obviously we're not mentioning it. She's with her friend of the weekend. They're watching a movie. Her friend is bisexual. I don't know who actually instigated what happened, but shit happened. And
from the message, it seems like they both pretty much instigated and there was no holding back from what she told us happened.
Yeah, so...
It doesn't sound like there was any kind of hesitancy there.
No, maybe not. No, it just happened. So, Emma, does that make you gay or bisexual to experiment with the same sex?
I mean, this is what I think about it all. And I said it on your original Facebook post, was that it can be confusion at first, because I think that maybe it's just getting into her own head. And she might just be a little confused over it all. She thinks she's straight, but maybe she's not. Or... It takes a while for people to figure out who they are, you know, especially when I don't know how old this person is, but if they're on the older side, well, then it's going to be more difficult for them to figure it out then, because it's something they've known their whole life.
Okay, because she says that her friend is reading far too much into it. She doesn't believe I was just experimenting and seems to think I'm fighting my gay feelings. She's saying I can talk to her about this. She was in the situation 18 years ago herself. So I'm assuming that these women are probably in their 30s. If this other woman was 18, it was 18 years ago. So she says, am I on my own in believing that you can experiment with the same sex and not have any gay or bisexual feelings? That's what she's asking.
I mean, no. No, but you're not have your to be own, attracted
to someone.
Too.
Sorry, Katie's big thing, you have to be attracted to somebody.
Well, if you're having the best orgasm of your life, to quote her, you don't have to be attracted to them. Surely somebody you thought was
okay. Who wrote that rule?
Come on, the chemistry. Law of physical attraction. Is that what it is?
But who wrote that rule? People have sex with complete strangers. Men have sex with prostitutes.
Okay.
They can enjoy it. They don't know them from Adam.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure that these men wouldn't go pay the prostitute if they thought she was a big ugly oak.
No, I don't. I totally disagree.
If that's the case, then why do men not pay other men for sex? Straight men.
They do.
I don't think that happens.
Well, they don't
so
pay
much.
Straight men.
No, that's what I mean. Why don't straight men, if it's all about just getting off and it doesn't matter where it comes from, then why don't they pay? Because it's the women's body.
Emma, do you... Sorry, Emma, are you there?
Yes.
Well, sorry. Do you believe that makes her gay or bisexual? What happened with her and her friend?
Honestly, I don't know, because I think someone can't force you to say who you want. So her friend saying, oh, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. That's what I have a problem with. It's up to that person to figure out who they are. It's not up to someone else to tell them who they are.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's the bit that's annoying her. And that's why she contacted us in the first place, that her friend is going on about her. Well, that means you're gay and all of that. And she's annoyed that her friend wants to put that label on her. I'm asking your opinion. Do you believe that it is a sign that you're gay if you get that heavy with the same sex?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Okay, so kind of, yeah.
If Jeremy, as I said, poor Jeremy, I don't mean to use him here. Again, I'll say Jeremy has never expressed any interest in penis to any of us. But if Jeremy did turn around to you and say, I really want to have sex with a man, the first thing you think is he's either gay or at least bi. You would. You think he's having feelings of an attraction to men.
Well, obviously, if he said, he's hardly likely to say, oh, Harry Adrian, I'm thinking of getting me hole from a blow tonight.
People probably thought the same about this woman. People would probably think the same if she maybe told her friends and family that she had sex with a woman.
I get the feeling she hasn't told any friends or family that she had sex with a woman.
By the way, people wanting to hear that message, there's a couple of people have messaged in, Vanessa and a few others, saying it is highly inappropriate to read out that message unless both parties consent. Now, it is very graphic, so I'll leave it up to yourself. I don't know if there'd be issues.
Oh, if the other woman didn't consent. Yeah, well, there's no names in here. There's no names in here at all. We haven't mentioned anybody's name, so it's not that's not the issue. Let me go to line two, and Grania, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Grania.
How are you?
Good, thank you, Grania. Well, what's your reaction to what you heard?
To be honest, I just honestly think that it's up to herself. And we all feel different emotions and different feelings at different times. And women are beautiful. And if you've built up a friendship and a connection with one, it's a lot different. You know, you can see them in a sexual way and not even really mean it.
And as I said, these two women have been friends since they were young kids. They grew up together. And obviously they've great affection for each other. Her friend has been bisexual for the past 18 years, and that leads me to conclude that these women are at least...
I don't think it makes you bisexual in any way. I really don't, because I've had bisexual moments with women all through my life.
All through your life?
I'm in a loving relationship with a man, do you know what I mean? And I don't want to be with a woman.
So if I ask you to define yourself, would you define yourself as bisexual?
You see, this is the other thing with these definitions. I don't think we should either. And if you look at the Native Americans, they actually see people that love two sexes as they revere them nearly, because they have both sexualities that they enjoy.
And the ability to love everybody, basically.
I think you have choices today, which are, you know, people are more open. And I just feel that, you know, women are a beautiful species, and men are even become more beautiful because they're taking care of themselves a lot more. You know, they're so much fresher, cleaner, more fashionable. You know, so, and gay men, whether you like it or not.
On average over the last 20 years or whatever, have you been with more women than men or more men than women?
Well, always men, because I do love a man. And I say there's an appendage there, what every woman loves. But the thing is, I have been with women, and yes, it's been lovely.
But I, would I be able to describe you as gay? How do you react to what our last caller even said, that because you've been with women and have enjoyed the experience with women, you have to be at least bisexual?
Well, I wouldn't, this is the thing about definitions. Why should I class myself as bisexual? It happened. I've done it. It's out of the way. It was something that I wanted to try. It happened. It was in the moment. It wasn't planned.
Which is exactly what this lady told us happened with her friend. It was in the moment. It wasn't planned. And maybe that's what made it so special and so brilliant.
But I just don't understand how it can just happen in the moment if you're not attracted to someone. Like, if I was sitting there with an 80-year-old man, obviously I'm married, but it's not going to happen because I just wouldn't have that. It'd get away from me.
She's basically saying, how can it happen in the moment if you're not attracted to the person?
I don't know. It's really hard to say because it's not even an attraction. It's more a sexual sort of, as I said, it depends what you're doing. It depends on what's happening. You know, even the conversation could get a bit, you know, raunchy.
Sorry, Grania, what would happen? What would you say if it was two men? I know if this was a guy on saying this now, everybody would be commenting saying, oh, he's so gay. He's gay and he won't admit it. I know there would, but when it's a woman, it's different because people see it as kinky or as sexy or as, you know, some kind of turn on. Whereas with blokes, they'd be like, no, that's gay. And I know even the men here saying, you know, oh, they're only experimenting. Where's the video? Blah, blah, blah. If this was a man, they wouldn't have the same reaction. And it's just a fact.
Let me ask you a question then, Katie. Do you ever look at a beautiful woman and say, oh my God, she's gorgeous?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be sexually attracted to her. If I did, I wouldn't be with my husband, or maybe I would, but I would class myself as bisexual then, if I was attracted to women.
And Grania, you obviously can look at a woman, see her as being absolutely gorgeous, but have a sexual attraction to her.
That's the thing. You don't have to be sexually attracted, but I'm sure you've seen beautiful women out there where you go, wow.
But to have sex with someone, you do. You would have to be sexually attracted.
This is the point I was making.
Attracted at least. You do need to find them attractive.
A friendship, a love, you know, there is, and that can get confused at times. Like, I've had best friends where I've never felt that, but I've also had friends where, yeah, you could do that.
I don't know. For me, I just think if you're going to do something with someone, you have to find them attractive.
And your point was, Grania, that much as you may have enjoyed...
Have you ever had a decruise, anything in your lifetime? Maybe where you felt that, oh my goodness, there's something really nice about that person. There's something so lovely about them. And maybe for a brief moment...
I have friends who I think are lovely. I have colleagues who I think are lovely. Doesn't mean I want to mount them. I would have to be, if I were single, which I'm not, but if I were, I would have to be attracted to somebody to want to go there. It's just... being normal, you fancy someone.
Yeah, but what Grania is trying to... what Grania is trying to argue is, in the moment, something happens, something clicks, you get down together.
For that
and
to click, there has to be chemistry. For that click to happen is my point, there has to be chemistry there.
I wouldn't go far as chemistry, it was sexual just...
Yeah, it was just a bit of fun.
It was sexual chemistry.
No, it was sexual gratification. Yeah, that's exactly the word I was looking for, Grania. That's all it was.
Yeah, if you're in prison, maybe.
No, people can do that.
I know that, but I think to want to do that with a person, you need to be attracted to them. If you need to fancy someone to want to have sex with them. I mean,
Grania, thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you for your honesty as well.
I've never heard anyone saying, geez, I really don't fancy him at all. He's ugly. Can I have sex with him? Do you know what I mean? Have you ever heard anyone saying that?
Let's bring V in on this conversation.
Like, you're not going to go to a restaurant and say, I don't like Chinese food, and then say, that's the best meal I've ever had in my life, and then never go back to that restaurant again. Like, your woman needs to process this and then admit it to herself.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Marie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Marie.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Marie. Great to talk to you again. Now, Marie, what did you want to say on this?
100%. I'll tell you now, right? Just say myself and Katie. Just, okay, we use Katie and Katie's bed. And we're best friends for life, and she's staying in my place. Now, if she came out to me, I'd get out of bed, and I'd say, well, right, she's a few drinks on her, she probably tells she was at home, but I certainly wouldn't go along with the woman is gay.
End of. Just because she had a sexual encounter with her friend, that makes her gay.
But she's bi.
She's at least
bi. she like, well, I don't know if she, has she been with men? I did miss a start.
She says she's straight, so I assume she has been with men.
Yeah, but she's dead, she's boy. She's greedy. I call that greed. If they can't get in the front door, they try around the back door.
Okay, but hang on for 1 second. You're saying it's greed. She's with her friend. Well, actually, I'm going to read out the other message that she sent in to us, okay? So... hang on there for 1 second, Maria. I want you to have a listen to her other message, which I will warn you is a little bit graphic, okay? But it's an adult podcast, and that's what we do. So have a listen to this. This is how she described what happened on Saturday. She says, we were having a few drinks, and then it just started as a bit of fun, a kiss. We were both quite aroused. The kissing turned to tongue, and before we knew it, we were undressing and going for second base. It was absolutely not planned, nor had I ever planned to go near a woman in that way. There was a lot of penetration with fingering and heavy petting. I received and performed oral sex. It was the best oral sex I've ever gotten. The oral sex then went on to full sex, and I don't regret it. I'm not gay. I like men, but it was absolutely the best sex I ever had. As they say, girls know girls best. It was a fun experience with a friend. Things might be a bit odd going forward, but only because my friend thinks I'm in denial about my sexuality. And she finishes it off saying, YOLO. So, Marie, the point being, she says...
YOLO.
Sorry?
Right. YOLO, you only live once.
Yeah.
She is. She enjoyed that. She loved it. She's not, how would I put it? She's not accepting it, but she is. Now, I wouldn't be into that. That actually was first saying to me, I'm going to get rid of food for this. That turned my stomach.
And Casey, when we got that message, that part of that message, you were horrified, weren't you?
I wasn't horrified. Jesus, I'm not some prude. I know what happens. I don't care.
No, like, but you were horrified to think that she's saying, I'm not gay.
Oh, but yeah,
jeez, like, it was the best ride I ever had.
Yeah, like if you enjoyed it, go get it. But just be honest with yourself. You were obviously in some way attracted to her. I think, you know, if you're happy and it's consensual, what's the issue? Watch her anyway. But I definitely think there has to be an attraction there for something to happen. And if it happens again and she enjoys it, great, go for it. But
no, but she doesn't want to. And she doesn't want to be branded as gay for having done it.
What's so wrong with being branded as gay? It's like she's afraid of... It was a gay experience.
Sorry, Marie, go on.
She's better off then. And you see exactly what I got down there. We had a few drinks, right? So is she using that? She's using that as an excuse.
Well, no, not really. You know, no. She was only describing the scene. She said in her first message they weren't that drunk.
Yeah, okay, that's what I mean. They weren't that drunk. So what you're saying is they had a few drinks, right? That's what I take in. So, and then they went to, now, seriously, if I was here and my friends were here, and for Katie, again, I'm using you, and you were here, and I thought you might as well stay because you're fortunate to go home, and we had a few drinks, and let me tell you, you know the difference? Like, I'm not into women. I was always into men when I was able. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I know. But she is, I think she's on a guilt trip.
If she tried it and she hated it, then I would say, okay, she was obviously just trying it. There's,
exactly, you know,
she loved it.
It's the fact that she said she enjoyed it. That's what makes her bisexual or gay.
So I think if she...
She said it was the worst thing ever, I felt physically ill after.
I think if she had to turn around and said, you know, oh no, I prefer men, definitely. But she's saying it's the best one she ever had. That to me would say that she wants to do it again. She didn't say that.
But she's saying her friend is reading far too much into it.
As someone said earlier on a voice note, which is a brilliant voice note, by the way, if you go to a restaurant and you get really good food, you're going to want to go back.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me bring in Vanessa. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, how is everyone?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. So, our friend B had a intense sexual experience with her best friend. She describes it as the best sex she's ever had. But she's not gay, and she's not in a rush to even do it again. What do you make of that whole story?
It's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon. I'm bisexual, by the way. I'm openly bisexual. I think Katie is right in some senses that it's the fact that she enjoyed it and said it was the best sex she has ever had. That's what throws people a little. And I think that's why the friend is so, it's kind of...
Okay, her friend is basically saying that she is in denial about her sexuality. Is she?
To be honest with you, I'm going to be very honest. It's not up to the friend to decide whether she is or not. Maybe she is, and it might take a longer time for her to decide, actually, I am attracted to women. I do want to get over this stereotype that's being pumped about in the comment section and your last caller there. Being bisexual isn't about being greedy, and it really annoys me when I hear it.
Okay, what's it about then?
It is about the fact that you have the ability to be attracted to both sexes, to both genders. Regardless of whether that's a physical connection or an emotional connection, it is not about being greedy. It's not about not making up your mind. It's the idea that you as a straight person, Adrian, can find attraction in more than just women. I can just find it in women and men. That's the difference. It's not about being greedy. It's not about not making up your mind. It's not about not being able to be monogamous. It's literally just the fact that you can have a strong attraction to both genders.
And do you understand why people see it as being greedy or whatever?
Genuinely, I can't. I think it's a way of either attacking bisexuals for being openly bisexual and saying you should be ashamed of it, or not understanding that bisexuals can have monogamous long-term relationships. But it really frustrates me when I hear it.
I hear from people where it comes to bisexuality is, say, for example, I don't know what your status is now, if you're in a relationship or whatever, but say at this moment you might be in a relationship with a man, that you're never satisfied in that relationship with a man because you have a hankering to be with a woman.
But that's basically saying you as a married man can't really be satisfied because there's other women walking around. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. I fall in love with the person, not the bits that they have.
But that's you. Some women like a man's body. Like, I like men's bodies. I like muscles. I like chest hair. I like the male physique. And some people, it's not about the person. And it is a physical thing, but it's how we are programmed. Just like if I were gay, I would like the female body.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. I'm just trying to make people understand that the way I love someone isn't diminished because it's not the way you love someone.
100%.
And that's what's happening in the comment section.
No, 100%. But the point is that this woman is saying that, you know, stop calling me gay for this or whatever. But
it's not up to anyone else to label her. And I've been, as I said, I've been in encounters with straight women who wanted to experiment, who enjoyed it, but then said, I'll never do it again. I've done it now.
You see, it goes back to what I was trying to say earlier on, Katie, and Steve just summarised it in a message to us. He says, you can experiment without crossing to the other side. I've smoked a joint before, and to be honest, I enjoyed the experience, but I've never been interested in continuing to smoke joints. I think in this woman's case, the fact that she had the best orgasm ever was due to the excitement of the experience rather than her wanting to do it again and being bisexual. Her next experience may not produce the same effect. I agree, as a straight male, that she is not bisexual or bicurious. She had an experience and she enjoyed it, but she enjoyed the experience and not the fact that she is attracted or has feelings towards women. She enjoyed that one experience. Shit happens.
But she's saying it's the best orgasm she's ever had. So in comparison,
and joint he ever had.
I think when it comes to the friend, though, I think the friend had genuine feelings for her and can't accept the rejection. So going forward, things are definitely not going to be the same as it was before with the friendship, because the friend is going to feel like she's been rejected and she's been messed about.
Yeah, that's the way it feels to me.
Katie, please explain what you mean by you have to be attracted. Is that only physically? If I were single and I were on the prowl, I would have to be physically attracted to someone to want to get to know them in that way further. And unfortunately, that's just the way we are. I couldn't be with somebody who I thought was ugly.
No, that's just the way you are.
No, listen, if different you get to know someone, I'm sure you folks. Can...
Well, you guys have spoken to Steve, and I don't want to bring Steve into it when he's not here, but Steve has openly now said he's gay.
Correct.
But he has children. He's married. But he, you know what I mean? He hid that for a long time.
In fairness, Steve's not here to talk, so, you know, we can't talk.
No, but it is a fact.
But the idea that you have to have a physical attraction to someone in order to have a sexual experience is wrong.
I'm very attracted to my husband, and... I would have for me to be with somebody. I think a physical attraction is very important in a relationship.
You think?
I think
this
most
is the point
people,
that I'm trying to make.
Not
everybody
important.
Does.
Not everybody, but I think most people will agree a physical attraction with the person you're with. If Linda started letting herself go, she was going around in ripped up clothes with food stains on them. She wasn't doing her hair. She was walking around.
Were you like walking around our house?
An absolute muck savage, and she made no effort. Don't tell me it wouldn't bother you.
Of course it would.
Yes.
Of course
yes,
it would.
Well
but sorry, the point that I'm trying to make is people can have sex with somebody that they're not even attracted to just to fulfill a sexual urge. Simple as that. She could have been horny that day.
It doesn't mean you're gay. It doesn't mean you're straight. It doesn't mean anything. It is up to you to decide
on your own sexuality.
I'm not in that woman's head. And, you know, as I said, if she had to turn around and just said, you know, I tried it, wasn't for me, it's the fact that she liked it so much, and I'm guessing I put my whole house on it that she'll go back for more.
Okay, stay there for a second because Darren, you want to get in on this. What do you want to say, Darren?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Darren. What do you want to say?
There's no such thing as bisexual.
Oh no, there is. I have one on the other line here, Vanessa.
Yeah, there's not. I don't care what she says. You're either gay or you're straight.
No. Vanessa is bisexual.
Yeah, but I'm saying is there's no such thing as bisexual. There's gay and there's not gay, and that's the end of it.
Well, Vanessa?
I'm trying to figure out how that happens because I've been in long-term relationships with women and I've been in long-term relationships with men, and I feel that my love is equal in each relationship. It doesn't mean that I'm going back and forth. It means that I have the ability to love both genders.
No, but like you're gay, like you're not bisexual, you're just gay.
But bisexuality is part of being gay. It's just not that I'm restricted to one gender, that I only am attracted to one gender.
Okay, so listen to what she said, Darren. She has had relationships with men and she has had relationship with women. That to me is the absolute definition of bisexuality.
I know, but I don't really believe, to be honest, I don't believe that bisexuality exists. You're either gay or you're straight.
No. Vanessa has just told you she's had a relationship with a man and a woman.
I know.
Sexuality is a spectrum. It's not just one or the other. It's a spectrum. It's the same way that certain men are only attracted to certain women. It's the same way as certain women are only attracted to certain men, big, buff, or, you know, nerdy types. It's a spectrum. It's not one or the other. Bisexuality is the ability to love beyond
that. Spectrum. It's just your sexuality.
Yes, but sexuality is a spectrum.
There's loads of different types of sexuality, is the point she's making.
Oh, that's a different conversation altogether, anyway.
But you're not accepting that this lady is bisexual. You're saying it doesn't exist.
I don't believe it exists, yeah. I just think that you're either gay or you're straight, one or the other.
So, Vanessa, are you gay or straight? You have to be one or the other, according to Darren.
If she's with other females, then she's gay.
Well, here's a question then. Do I stop being gay when I'm in a relationship with a man and start to be gay when I'm in a relationship with a female? Or is it the fact that I have the ability to find both genders attractive whether or not I'm in a relationship with either or?
It's not an ability to find someone attractive.
You're missing the point.
I'm not missing the point. I'm just saying I don't think there's such thing as bisexuality. You're either gay or you're not.
Okay, so what... Again, Vanessa's question was, so is she straight when she's with a man and she's gay when she's with a woman?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
What?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, okay. Vanessa, I don't have... That's his view. Now, he wouldn't be... A lot of other people, it is... One of the types of sexuality that a lot of people don't understand. Would you agree?
And it is. And because of kind of erasure, people just, again, don't believe it exists. In which case, why can I have different relationships with different people at different times with different genders? Or they just say it's greedy, in which case they say that I don't have the capacity to love someone in the same way as a heteronormative or straight out gay person can. And I can, of course I can. I've been in a relationship for nearly 2 years with my current partner. We have a 4-month-old together. But that doesn't mean that I don't look at the TV and say, oh, that woman is gorgeous.
But can you stay in a relationship with a man without wanting to be with a woman?
Yes. And I can do the opposite too.
Okay, because I know what you were saying. If you're in a relationship with a woman and you're straight, how can you possibly resist another woman? This is slightly different, though.
Not really.
Because if you're in a relationship with a man, he probably can't do for you what a woman does, or vice versa.
Yeah, but I mean, that's why when it comes to sexual activity, you explore, you try different things, and you bring your partner with you. It doesn't all. One of the problems that people see with sexual activities is that penetration is the be all and end all. It's not. It's everything else around it and everything leading up to it. So I can have a very pleasurable experience with either gender. And that's not why I'm in a relationship, just to have sex. It's much, much broader than that.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Vanessa, if you can, please.
Can I just ask, and it will be a conversation, it is a conversation we'll come back to another day. Am I wrong for saying, do people agree with me that physical attraction is important in a relationship? Because I believe it is. I don't think it's the
in a relationship. No, in a relationship, I agree.
Oh, well, that's what I was talking about.
When it comes to a sexual experience, I don't agree. I think you can shag somebody. You can shag somebody that you don't fancy.
Would you get up on Susan Boyle? Would you let Susan Boyle mount you?
No, probably not.
Oh, dear Jesus, you hesitated.
That's a terrible analogy.
Being honest, would you let Susan Boyle mount you?
Hang on.
When it comes to sexual activity, you don't need a physical attraction.
I agree. You can literally shag somebody that you don't fancy.
No, I know one night stands happen and people wake up the next day and there's the walk of shame, but I think if you're sober and you're in your head, I think you need to kind of give yourself the go and the vroom. You need to have an attraction.
You live a very romantic life.
I live in fairyland.
That's my point.
I think physical, looks aren't everything, but I think you do have to be attracted to somebody to want to have that chemistry with them.
Let's bring in Jess.
Your one is get out the closet. It's either gay, boy, she's definitely not straight. I can tell you that for a fact. Definitely not. So she might want to just have a sit down, look in the mirror and say, yeah, she's not straight.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Jess.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Cassandra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Cassandra. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I don't know. I just wanted to say it's not up to everybody else to be telling this woman. She didn't ask, am I gay? She asked, is it wrong for her friend to be thinking she is gay? Which it is. It doesn't mean she's gay just because she's had sex with a woman. I don't think she should have had sex with her best friend. Same as I don't think you should have sex with your best friend if it's a straight couple. But I don't think it means she's gay. Everyone wants to, a lot of women especially want to experience. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're gay.
So Katie seems to believe that it is impossible to have a sexual encounter with somebody without having an attraction. And if you have an attraction to somebody of the same sex, then you're gay. That's really what I've heard from...
Well, if you're sexually attracted to people who are your own gender, then yes, you are gay. That's just a fact. If you are, then what is gay?
Okay, do you believe that things can just happen and that this woman just happened to get physical with her best friend?
I think they can just happen, but the fact that she enjoyed it so much to me would say that she wants to be again with... she'll go back for more.
I'm going to go back to the message we got from the guy who smoked a spliff, really enjoyed the experience, got high as a kite, but didn't bother with it again. He wasn't arsed with it ever again.
Yeah.
But he tried it.
But it wasn't for him because he's not that way.
Same with our friend B.
But what's to say? I by the way, B's listen, I 100% B will go back for more.
Okay, Cassandra, you believe it's perfectly okay to experiment and then move on.
Yeah, I do. And I also think that guy you had on there a few minutes ago, telling that woman that she isn't bisexual, was disgusting the way he spoke to her.
He's nobody. Who is he to say to her whether she's bisexual or gay or straight?
I agree with you. I've often been fascinated by people's attitude to bisexuality. I think it's a very naive and almost childish view that there's no such thing as bisexual. You're either gay or you're straight.
If you're a man and you want to have sex with a man, or a woman you want to have sex with a woman, go and do it. If it's consensual and that's what you want to do, do it, absolutely. Have the best time of your life, but just don't be afraid that if you're a woman who wants to have sex with a woman, that does make you gay.
Okay, Cassandra, just on the point, and this is what Katie keeps stumbling on. The lady who contacted us, she called herself B. She says it was the best sexual experience of her life. And she went into graphic detail to describe how good an experience it was for her. Does that not mean that she's gay?
No, it doesn't. She had a good time. As like that guy with that smoked a joint said, he had a good time, but it didn't mean he wanted to do it again and again.
He never became a complete stoner. He just did it. He tried it and it just wasn't for him. He didn't want to go down that road again.
Yeah, but that wasn't for him, but that's fine. And if this is for her, then that's fine. But I would hate to think that somebody was in denial for whatever reason and afraid to say what they were feeling for whatever reason. And that's kind of what I get from this. I think if you're attracted to men or women, whoever you are, just nobody cares anymore.
Nobody said anybody cares anymore. That's not the question. The question is, can you experiment and leave it at that? And
you can. And
Cassandra is saying clearly yes. An awful lot of our callers are saying absolutely yes. So you're kind of out on your own here.
Kevin on Facebook, by the way, Kevin, piss off. Like, seriously. Say she's only had one relationship and sounds like something out of the 50s. No, Kevin, it's not something out of the 50s to say that physical attraction. He's getting really hung up on me saying physical attraction is important. I'm not talking about day to day with everybody. I'm talking about in a relationship, the person you are with. You have to have some amount of physical attraction. That you're not getting into bed with someone who turns your stomach. Like, I mean, surely that just goes without saying.
Okay, let me go to Aisling. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Aisling.
Hello, Adrian.
Now, Aisling, what did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to say I more or less agree with Katie, because I think if you weren't gay and you'd done something like that, which is no harm, right? I think everyone thinks about it at some stage in their life, but probably wouldn't go ahead with it if they're straight. But anyway, you get drunk and you do something like that, right? The next day, when you're getting flashbacks, if you weren't gay, you'd be saying, oh, Jesus, what did I do?
And we certainly didn't hear that from her message. We didn't hear, oh, my God, what did I do?
Yeah, yeah. So I think she's definitely a bit gay and she's going to go back for more.
And that was what Katie said. She believes if she enjoyed the sexual experience so much, she'll definitely go back for more.
Yeah, what happens the next time do you get drunk?
And no, she even said they weren't that drunk. They were just at home together. They weren't that drunk. They'd had a few drinks and one thing just led to another.
It's me even more in the belief that this wasn't just kind of one thing led to another. Like, if you're kind of very drunk, you can kind of say, oh, right, you're drunk. You did.
Well, maybe for years. Yeah. Maybe for years, because her friend is bisexual, maybe for years this lady B thought, I wonder what it'd be like with her.
And that's fine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's obviously that, and that would be just an experience in it. But the fact that she loves it and said it's the best orgasm ever would say that she must have been pretty into it. That's all I'm saying.
That says it all.
Yeah, that's, you know, to say it's better than any man you've ever been with, more or less. I mean, being with a woman, she's basically saying sex with women is better, which I would think.
No, she didn't say that.
Well, sex with
this
woman
was better.
She
said this particular sexual experience that she had was better than anything she's ever had.
By the way, who are these people saying she's definitely a bit gay? How are you a bit gay? Like, you're either gay or you're not.
Okay, so Aisling, you kind of agree with what Katie was saying, that the fact that she enjoyed it so much means that she obviously has gay tendencies.
Yeah, and it's like she's going into it. She's going to go into it and realise that she's gay. That's what I think.
All right.
Or bye.
Okay. All right. But look, I want to squeeze in one final message on this. And this is...
No, we have a call.
Oh,
we
sorry.
Have the guy with the spliff.
Oh, the spliff man.
He hasn't actually told me his name, so we're calling him the guy with the... We call him Spliff Man. Hi, Spliff Man.
Hello, it's Steve.
Steve the spliff man. How are you?
So, Steve, you were saying earlier on, and I loved your message, were saying earlier on that you experimented with a joint. You enjoyed the experience of smoking a joint, but you never really returned to it.
I'll tell you what it is, Adrian. I'd never considered smoking a joint, and I'd never thought about it. It was not for me. I was at a party. People were passing a joint around. I took a couple of drags of a joint, got high, enjoyed the experience, enjoyed the atmosphere, and that was it. Never considered smoking a joint again. And I think where people are getting confused, and a lot of people don't realise this, there's three different types of feeling when it comes down to sex.
Mm-hmm.
There's the physical attraction or the physical feeling of you can have sex with one woman and have sex with the other. Physically, it's the same thing. Then there's the emotional attachment to the person you're having sex with, which is usually your partner. You don't get the same emotional attachment if you're having a one-night stand. It's an emotional attachment that you only have with somebody that you love or have feelings for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the physical, the emotional. And then there's the mental stimulation. So having sex with your partner indoors on your bed in missionary style is one level of feeling. But having the same sex missionary outdoors with the same person gives you a different mental buzz.
Absolutely.
And I think that is the point that this woman's at. It was the actual situation that was exciting, not the person. In the same way that when I smoked a joint, if I smoke a joint again, I'm in a different scenario with different people in a different situation. It may not be as enjoyable as that first time I did it, but I'm not interested in going and smoking another joint.
And I have to say, your joint analogy is a great one, because
I also,
when I was a young fella, smoked a joint, enjoyed the buzz, enjoyed getting high, and I never did it again.
The point is, a lot of people can go through life without ever smoking weed.
Yeah.
Sex is different. Sex is human connection. It is a basic need for many people.
No. What you're talking about there is a physical attraction.
I'm talking about people don't need weed or cannabis, but with sex and intimacy, it is a basic need for people. It is. It's
a basic need for lots of the junkies that are out there that can't live without it.
Yep, absolutely.
No, it's not the same.
The point Steve is making is you can experiment, you can enjoy that experiment.
Yep.
It can be the best experience that you ever had. Up to that point.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go back down that road again.
Oh, she's totally gone back down.
I think that's very judgmental.
No, it's not judgmental. I think if that's what she wants to do, brilliant. Go get it. If she's found what makes her happy, 100%. Enjoy it.
Just to clarify, I did say on the message, I'm 100% straight. I've only been in relationships with women. I've no interest in relationships with men. I'm not bisexual. I'm not bicurious. Any of that. I'm 100% straight. Which I know your caller did say that I'd said I was gay and had kids. That's not the fact at all.
No, this is a different Steve.
Yeah, no, that's different. No, that wasn't referring to you at all.
Actually,
no, that's
English, though.
Okay.
There's a podcast available about Steve and his admission on a previous podcast that he's gay.
Okay.
Let me ask you then, finally, Steve, if you found yourself in a situation where you're with one of your best mates and you start experimenting together, would that make you gay, or could you leave it behind you?
I would not be able to say anything until after the case of how that made me feel. But I have no interest or intentions of doing that. Now, if this lady had been totally straight in her mind and had no intentions and no plans or thoughts or anything like that, and this just happened, and at the end of it she said, I really enjoyed that, I want to do that again, then she would be entering the stages of bicurious, not bisexual. If she then decided that she wants men and women as a fact, bisexual. The fact that she's saying, I tried it, I enjoyed it, I don't want to do it again, that still makes her straight.
Yeah,
just because you have one drink, it doesn't make you an alcoholic.
Absolutely. Now, I just want to pull you up just very quickly, Katie, before we wrap this up. And a message just came in to us.
I see this here.
Katie just completely contradicted herself there, saying sex is a need. Exactly. If it's a need, you get to a point, you might do with anyone, even if you're not physically attracted, to fulfill that need.
Maybe in prison. But if you have the option to do it with somebody you're attracted to, obviously you're going to do it with somebody you think looks good. By the way, Adrian, if you want to turn gay, if you would like to, I suggest watching season 1 to 3 of Grey's Anatomy. Patrick Dempsey and Scrubs. Holy moly. that's the... there you go. You wanted to.
Okay, I want to just squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, yes. Yeah, great topic. She says she was experimenting, which would be fine. But if she enjoyed it, she may have to reconsider. Like, if you enjoy something, it's not just experimenting anymore. It means you actually liked it. So she might very well be bi.
Okay, she doesn't want to put a label on herself at all, and she doesn't see why she needs to.
No, you don't need to put a label on yourself, but I mean, who, the woman who messaged us, but yeah. She is the woman, she is the person who brought up, she used the word gay, she used the word straight, she brought up labels. We didn't contact her.
No, it's because her friend is saying it to her, that's why. Anyway, that's it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast. If you did, please hit subscribe or follow and click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thanks very much indeed for listening. Thanks for being here today, Katie. Oh, and thanks to somebody there for sending us some Facebook stars. Katie, we'll see you again next week if you hear one of the day. What are you looking at Patrick Dempsey for? You were lucky, you're a married woman. Jay Allen, she's off. Well, I actually have Patrick Dempsey's number on my phone.
No, don't tell me that. Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're a liar.
I'm not. I have it on my phone.
This is like the time you told me you were meeting Seth MacFarlane and you had me nearly crying. Which, by the way, I'm so over now. But, Pat, do you actually have Patrick Dempsey's number?
Yeah, I do.
You're so full of shit.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.